Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Tell a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Felicia, it's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
It's gonna be a sizzler this weekend. I got invited to run the Paseo stairs yesterday evening. I was like, man, look, it's 95 degrees outside. I ain't trying to pass out and eat people stairs.
That's why you should have came with me. Get this heel action cracking.
I saw you put a picture of your feet up on Twitter.
Yeah, buddy.
Trying to slenderize for the wedding, which is yet 8 days away.
Nine.
Okay. I got another dress yesterday. I tried it on. That's the one I'm going to wear. So all the six or seven other ones that I bought are basically useless. Not because this one is the best one.
Not if you got your Shein receipts.
Well, I didn't get it from Shein, but there's nothing wrong with Shein. I shop there too. They got plenty of little separates and things economically priced. For the summer, I might be wearing Shein to the Juneteenth Festival. I don't know. It's happening on 18th and Vine, kicking off at 12 noon. Got the Gospel Jubilee, Spoke Word, live performances. My girl Riz O'Shea will be on the main stage. Lavelle. I ran into Lavelle at the outdoor festival they had over there behind the Argosy last Saturday.
Right on.
Men at Large performing. Angela Winbush.
Yes.
And the Rude Boys.
It's written all over your face.
Got an outdoor skating rink. I'm excited. One of my friends bought me a pair of skates for my birthday, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I've never used them. So maybe I'll bring my skates and get out there.
Bounce. Roll.
And I think you're in a DJ battle or something, right?
Yeah, me, Mac. Let's see, Yanni. I think Rocky Montana's in that thing. And a host of others will be taking the main stage, I think around 4 o'clock or so, doing a little, as you would say, wiki.
Well, I need to cover you on the mic while you do your thing, because you know I'm your hype man.
You do. You need to come on through.
You know,
man.
I stand behind you. I'll be like, you better kill him, Brian. You better do it.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Right now, you are cloudy and 77 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Drake dropped a surprise album called Honestly Nevermind on all streaming services last night. Downloaded it this morning on my way to work and listened to a little bit of it. Kind of emo mixed with world beat. I got to keep listening to get a full opinion on it.
Yeah, I listened to about, what, 5 or 6 songs. Sound like he made TikTok songs for him and Adonis to dance to. TikTok world music.
Petty Pendergrass decided to unfollow Kid Cudi on Instagram yesterday.
Who that?
Kanye West. He's allegedly upset that Kid Cudi is friends with Pete Davidson, who, of course, is dating his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Get over yourself. You'll be all right. People move on, man. You're not the center of everybody's universe.
Well, I don't know. He'd know that. So I saw a video yesterday on TMZ of Tom Hanks getting down on some folks who were surrounding his wife. I was like, is Tom for the streets? He tough.
Amen. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What are you doing?
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging. Sorry to talk about that.
Yeah, they bugging. Wilson! Hey, you didn't know Tom Hanks is about that thug life in Forrest Gump when he knocked old boy out at the Black Panther party? Excuse me? He been about them streets. And his son, too? Chet Hanks? Ain't he a thug?
Oh, no, Chet is not. He is the anti-thug.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
But I thought that was funny, you know. But you know they was in New York when the guy said, they bugging.
Yeah. Definitely a New York word. You illin'.
So Jennifer Hudson is going to be having a new talk show. It begins on September 12th. Are you excited to watch her do her thing?
No, but I know you are.
No, actually, I'm not. sing your little ditties. You don't need to be hosting no TV show. I don't want to watch that.
Now, you know she don't do no little ditties. She's the new, you know, Dionne Warwick. She only makes special appearances. She only does national anthems. Big things for Jennifer Hudson. No?
I'm not interested. I don't care what she thinks about stuff.
Me neither.
It's just certain people that I really don't care. Just stay in your little singing box. I don't want to tell her she can't strive for more, but right. That's like me now all of a sudden trying to start singing.
She's not controversial enough. Like, I've never seen Jennifer Hudson, like, really put out an opinion about something and people, like, you know, it caused a firestorm or something. Now, if Future had a talk show or something like that, that's what I'll be down for.
I wouldn't. You gonna listen to him mumble for 60 minutes about what?
About how he do women. So y'all can learn. So we can all learn.
I'm straight. I'm
about his behavior.
I'm straight. All of these singers from American Idol with these talk shows, Kelly Clarkson, just sit down, y'all, and sing your little numbers and stay in that lane, you know?
What is the correlation that they... You know, with that show, the platform, does it carry on? Or do people still care about that they were on American Idol? I'm just trying to think of why they would have all of those American Idol contestants on talk shows.
Well, you know, it's like this in radio, too. If you had any sort of notoriety of any kind at any point in your career, you can go do radio. Sunshine Anderson has a show with Charlotte.
You don't heard it all before?
Yeah. If you have any... They'll let you get on. If you known for something, you can have a show.
We gonna take it to the streets.
That was a good record. It still get the party going. I'm just saying. But I don't know about listening to you on the radio.
816-540-1033. KC, hit us up and let us know. Why you mad though? Right now in the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Look at you. You big man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I get up this morning. I'm already running about 5 minutes behind for work. Why the pick 'em up truck won't turn over and stall?
Oh, no.
I got a brand new battery. That's a new starter on there. Man, I think it's time to go shopping for a new truck.
You've been talking about this pick-em-up truck for about 3-4 years now. Old yellow done started to bark out now, huh?
Yeah, man. Everybody want a new car, but we don't want the car. No, you heard me?
I'm going to tell you, I just saw a story this morning on the news about how expensive used vehicles are right now. So
I know, right? But hey, look, I got to do something.
Brian, don't you got that extra car in your backyard? What would have happened to that car? Let Mr. drive it.
Well, you got about $1,400. That's how much I'm going to charge you to rent that.
What?
Rent?
I need that money.
It's a business.
Lord Jesus.
I don't know you like that. I mean, you my dog, you know what I'm saying? Over the air. You know what I'm saying? But this, we talking about business.
Yeah, this business, huh? Yeah. And I got to find a ride home for more today.
Mayor Quentin Lucas made the buses for free, so you can hop right on the Metro.
I don't even know which way to get on the bus from work to go home.
Man, we appreciate you calling up this morning. Have a good one, man.
All right, do the same.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Been a mainstay on Kansas City television for 30 years, talking about Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak.
My mama's favorite meteorologist. What's up, Gary? How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm in Milwaukee at a conference, the American Meteorological Society's conference right now. 1 week ago today, it seems like a day ago, but I did make the announcement that I'm going to be retiring from TV. And it's a decision that's not taken lightly, something I've been thinking about for a long time. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. This is why we had to reach out to you. It's not lost on us what you have meant to so many people in Kansas City over the years. What you gonna do now?
I have some big plans. About 38 years ago, at the beginning of my career, I discovered that the weather pattern is cycling regularly. So I started a company called Weather 2020. And you can go to it at weather2020.com and learn more. And the pattern is cycling above us. This year is about 9-week cycle. And we can make predictions that are going to help save lives and help businesses in the decades ahead of us. And that's really the biggest reason I decided to retire, because I have to put 100% effort into that.
Gary, I remember you when you had your beautiful hair and you was on Channel 4, and then you made the transition to where you are now at 41. As far as longevity is concerned, what is your advice to give to us, some of us younger pups in this game?
Well, find some passion that you love to do and try to just make it a dream and love coming to work every day. Everyone is important. Every one of us is talented. We have talents. And finding what you're best at is not an easy thing. So for everyone, find what you're best at. Believe in yourself. Go for it. There is not a day that I have not enjoyed coming to work. Oh, I've had to deal with some stuff at work with bosses and stuff like that at times. But try to find your passion and find that talent and realize you're important. Everybody in operation at your radio station, at KSHB, at whatever business you're at, it doesn't matter. You are part of that operation and you are important.
We're talking to Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak, who has decided to retire after 30 years on KC Airwaves. I'm a burgeoning comedian. I want to try out a weather joke on you if you've got a sec.
Sure.
It's so hot, Gary Lezak. That's where you
How
come
hot
in.
Is it?
There you go. Okay. Okay. Let's start this again. It's so hot, Gary Lezak.
How hot is it?
Chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
That was funny.
Oh, dear.
That's a great fake laugh, Gary.
No, I like that. I do.
We're talking to Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak, this morning. Since I got a good laugh from you in the last break, let's try this again. It's so hot, Gary Lezak.
How hot is it?
Birds are wearing oven mitts to pull worms out the ground.
Oh, my God.
What little kids you been hanging around?
You have any more?
Yeah, I do. But I'm going to hold the other one I got for you because I've been working on three of them. That was the second one.
It is ridiculous. This heat is building into good news. It's all part of this cycling pattern and predictable. And what's predictable is that there will be regular cold fronts this summer. I already know it. That's the technology I'm bringing to Kansas City and to the world. We know when and where things are going to happen, including hurricanes, tornadoes. This year, guys, Mayfield, Kentucky got hit by a tornado, and 56 people were killed. This is on December the 10th. I made a prediction on Weather 2020. You can go read the blog right now there. It's titled, Horrific Tornado, Why It's Important, Why It's a Warning of Things to Come. And I predicted around April 13th or so, there could be another tornado around Mayfield. Let's hope not. But somewhere in that region, there certainly will be a risk. And April 13th, Mayfield, Kentucky got hit again. Fortunately, it was only an EF1 tornado. No one was injured in the second one. But we were able to predict the location of where a tornado may be. So this heat is predictable. The tornadoes are predictable. Hurricanes are predictable on some level far in advance. And that's really where I'm going to put my 100% energy into, because I've been working on it already for about 35 years. And it's a discovery in meteorology that I'm not the first to discover it. Way back in 1947, 46, this meteorologist, Jerome Nemias, was onto it already. He didn't quite put it over the top. And so it's just sitting there for everyone to see and use, and I'm going to try to bring it to the market.
Gary, your love and passion for dogs, we can see it and feel it on the TV. I'm a newly found dog lover. What made you want to showcase your dogs and spread your love for those animals?
I always grew up loving dogs. I had a wonderful Sheltie, Jamie, back when I was a kid. And then I went to college, and my mom and dad got divorced in 1981, and my mom wanted to take Jamie. My dad wanted to take Jamie, and so I said, no, you guys don't have to argue. I'm taking Jamie, and I took Jamie to college. I was at the University of Oklahoma, and I started my career in 1986, the year Jamie died. And I'm sure Jamie was the first love the dog, because I had just started my career. I'm sure I talked about Jamie on the air. 4 years later, I adopted this dog, Wendy.
Yes.
Her name was Lady. I changed her name to Wendy, and she was able to just jump onto the set, just sit there while I did the weather and did the newscast. And so Wendy, the weather dog, was on Oprah. Oprah began one of her shows about dogs at work, and Oprah Winfrey said, "Meet Wendy, Wendy the weather dog. She works at an NBC station in Kansas City. Wendy is accurate 45% of the time." And we showed Wendy and I, Wendy the weather dog, in 92, when it first came to Kansas City, started getting a name for herself. And then I had Stormy, and then Breezy, and now Rainbow and Sunny. And dogs provide us an avenue to learn how to provide unconditional love, because they love us. They love us no matter what we do.
Well, listen, Gary Lazak, this is a random question I was just thinking about. Do you have an umbrella?
I'm sure I do somewhere. I'm in my closet deep down, but I don't use an umbrella. When it's raining, I run out to my car and I get wet. I like getting hit by the weather.
We wanted to connect with you and give you your flowers and thank you so much for all that you've done, the airwaves over the years. Brian and I both hope to have an illustrious long career like yours.
Aww.
Sounds like you're getting ready to become a millionaire now with this invention that you have. So don't forget the little people back here at the radio station.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 90s. Right now, you are cloudy in 77 in Raytown. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Rapper from Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crazy Bone, is 49 today.
Mm-hmm.
Compton-based rapper, one of my favorites, Kendrick Lamar.
Times like, yeah.
35 years old today.
Like, yeah.
Super talented. Top-ranked tennis player. Venus Williams is 42 today.
Mm.
And reality star daughter of rapper T.I., Deja Harris, is 21.
Happy birthday, everybody born on June 17th.
So Kirk Franklin is opening up about his relationship with his son, Kerryon Franklin. Of course, if you remember, Kerryon released a video of Kirk basically cussing him out over some personal issues that are going on in their relationship. Kerryon was also recently arrested. He was on some show called Bad Boys on the Zeus Network. And he got arrested for some sort of kerfuffle associated with that. So here's Kirk Franklin talking about his relationship with Kerryon.
We historically have tried to keep our journey with our son and his state a private family matter. It's I love my son, and we've been here for many, many, many years, and I've done everything that I could to try to help him for many, 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 many years. My son is a very talented, beautiful soul, and the way that he was wired is not necessarily his fault. Some of us are born with very unique wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in our community, it is hard for us to acknowledge certain wiring. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to think it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
My son recently was incarcerated. We've been watching it for years. I mean, this is my boy.
Mm-hmm.
I know my son. Right now, I am proud of him. It's because I think that we are privately trying to address some of those things. And I have to realize, Envy, that he may never understand the gravity of what he did.
Mm. Kirk Franklin will be in the town on August 2nd at T-Mobile Center. So get your tickets and check them out. LaToya Luckett and her ex Slim Thug were on her new YouTube series called Leave It to LaToya, talking about their relationship. Did you see this?
Yeah, I got it, but I don't have it edited yet.
Okay, no problem. So the two were together for 10 years. I didn't realize that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
She said that they were seen all the time on set, and so that's kind of what made women want to be more attracted to him. Like, when a woman sees a man with a chick all the time, that makes him more attractive. Do you think that's true?
You tell me. Is it?
I don't know.
Because
I don't ever look at no other chick's man and be like, ooh, I want him for me. I don't think like that.
Maybe it's not like that. Maybe it's like, women feel comfortable around him. Like, not necessarily their girlfriend or something, but just that space right there. Hmm. You think that got something to do with it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
BET Plus, of course, if you have it, you need to check out the Martin reunion. I watched it last night, Brian. I enjoyed it.
All right.
It was an hour and a half long. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I kind of thought they were going to do, like, the show again, but, like, updated it. But they kind of looked at old clips of the show, and they did an honor to Tommy, and it was cute. They had a bunch of different celebrities come on who had been on the show. Snoop Dogg came on and thanked Martin. He said that was the first time he had ever been on a sitcom, and it kind of sparked his acting career.
Yeah, and hip-hop wasn't getting no love on major networks back then, and Martin had Biggie, Snoop, and a host of others on this show. So, your favorite character, Martin? Or your favorite Martin character?
I like the karate guy.
Dragonfly Jones.
There you go.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
June is Black Music Month. Excited about the performances we'll see at Juneteenth tomorrow, Brian.
Hey.
18th and Vine. Bring the whole family out. Some dope performances. Rizzo, Shea, Lavelle, Men at Large, Angela Winbush, Rude Boys. It's all free in the district. So I will see you all there. I'm trying to figure out the best way to stay cool during the weekend of events that we've got going on.
Get one of them little air thing that you can put on your phone, and it's
what
like a fan.
Thing?
It's a fan that you can put on your phone, and it'll circulate. So you have your phone, boom, fan right there on top of the phone.
Hmm. Another group that's, of course, celebrated not only during Black Music Month. Talk about the Tempting Temptations.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Ain't Too Proud. The Life and Times of the Temptations rolls into town June 21st through the 26th. 2.5 hours of hits.
Hey.
I'm excited. I'm going to be hosting a Q&A with the cast members next Wednesday.
Oh, word?
At P&L. Yeah, we had a conversation with the man yesterday. Guaranteed to be beautiful. So we got a little Temptations trivia. We want to put you inside the show.
Answer this question, Kansas City. 816-540-1033. What year were the Temptations inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You answer that question right, and we got you 2 tickets.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Went on the city's website, went on the state's website. Can't find any information on fuel stamps.
Fuel stamps.
Yeah. There aren't any. We need them.
For real.
I got to figure out how to get a piece of this soccer $700 million. Hey. That's the potential financial impact to the city for being chosen as one of the host cities for the 2026 World Cup matches.
Congratulations, Kansas City. Mayor Lucas made it happen along with a million other people downtown Kansas City. This is a big deal, y'all.
They've been working on this for 7 years, so actually
Facts.
Even into Sly James.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kansas City is officially a major city in the United States because of this. It's good to be recognized, and it's good that people's hard work has been paying off, because this is going to bring a lot of money into the city. But, Shay, one thing that I do want to see is that where is that money going to go to? Is it going to go to some of our residents? I know it'll go to some of the businesses, but I just want everybody to eat off of this World Cup situation.
Well, it's going to go to the businesses, because people are going to have to use that money to have somewhere to stay, somewhere to eat, and all of those things. So, yeah.
I just want to benefit Kansas City. That's all.
It definitely will. Yeah. You know, bringing these sorts of events to town, they have no choice but to help people. You know, everybody's going to be working and serving and here and there and everywhere. They get you some businesses cracking.
Facts.
Get some FIFA t-shirts or something. I don't know what the licensing do, but.
Yeah. You're going to get your Mandarin up. You know, you're going to get your international player card cracking.
Oh, it's already there, baby. Got the app. I done told you this. I done been in the National before.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Father's Day on Sunday. Major love to all the fathers and those men who stand in as fathers to children that didn't come through them biologically. Brian wrote and produced a song just for you.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do. Here's a kiss and a hug for you. thank you, Daddy, for all you do. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day, I love you.
How long it take you to come up with the lyrics and such?
You know, a couple hours or so. Kind of, it was kind of like writing the Chief songs a little bit.
Shut up, Brian.
And the harp, it was placed right in the perfect place. That's what I thought.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I got the cussing version.
God, explicit.
In my DM, yeah. Explicit version. That's selling for $5.99 plus tax.
It's going to be my first Father's Day without my dad. I'm going to be celebrating him. I'm choosing joy, Brian. I'm not going to be sad. How do you celebrate your dad? Of course, he's gone on to glory too.
Yeah, I just think about him all day, to be honest with you, and think about all the lessons he taught me. Because everything that my pop said, and I was talking to my mother-in-law about this last night, everything he said from middle school to the day that he died, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And that's probably a good 7-8 years of advice. And I use that advice daily, you know, as far as money, as far as like morale, and as far as how my character is, all that came from him. And I try to live through his name. I continue to try to make him proud because I feel like he's always watching me. He's the camera above my head, the Truman Show, kind of sort of like that. I look at my pops like that.
It's an opportunity to connect with your daddy, even if you had a tough relationship. I'm telling you, go ahead and make it right. If you got some kids you ain't seen in a minute, go make it right. If you the daddy of the year, let them buy you barbecue stuff and cologne, little ties and things. Tell the kids thank you.
And accept that love, fathers. I know it's difficult sometimes and you're not used to it. Maybe it's a new feeling, but you know, let your people serve you. Let them love you. Let them show you how much you mean to them.
And so many men, most of the men attached to my life are wonderful, great fathers. So this narrative that black men don't love
not
their kids
true.
Is not true.
Not true. All my partners, great fathers.
Now, there are some people who have tough relationships, but we believe in today, Brian, that they going to get fixed in the by and by.
Facts. Happy Father's Day.
How I'd love to dance with my father again.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the lower 90s later on. Right now, you are cloudy in 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I guess the Lord heard your fervent prayer. The Dubs took home the NBA title for the fourth time in the last 8 seasons with a 103-90 victory over the Boston Celtics.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive.
It sure is. Steph Curry, congratulations, fam. You are now one of the greats. He's among the talks of Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, Magic, Bird, all the greats. Steph is up there now. This is his fourth ring. And here's an emotional Steph Curry after the game.
I'm so proud of our group. I thank God every day that I get to play this game at the highest level with some amazing people. I mean, we do know this is what it's all about, playing for a championship and what we've been through the last 3 years. The beginning of the season, nobody thought we'd be here, except everybody on this court right now. It's amazing.
Young man changed the game, Shay, literally.
Proud of him. You know, he doesn't have, you know, all of the bravado and tough talk that a lot of people have. He just shows up and performs.
Facts. And that was his first NBA Finals MVP.
Well, congratulations to him. Yeah. Former KU player.
Andrew Wiggins was balling out. Congratulations to him. I know, you know, our folks in Lawrence, they're proud of Andrew Wiggins. He had a long road to get to this point.
I believe we're related. I told you this the other day on the show.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah. Go find that out.
Wiggins is my family name. That was my grandmother's name.
His pops played in the league too. So,
but that don't mean that we're not related.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying that you would have found out by now if y'all was related.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Congratulations on our order for Kansas City. We announced that we were announced as one of the host cities for the FIFA World Cup matches.
Man, you know, they're going to take out a couple of seats for Arrowhead. Yeah. That's going to be kind of weird. I guess, you know, the soccer field is a little bit bigger than the football field.
It is. They call it pitch, too, instead of field.
Oh, the pitch. Okay.
I learned that from watching the show with your man from Kansas City, Ted Lasso.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Man, Arrowhead is going to be a sight to see. I can't wait to see what the World Cup looks like in Kansas City, even though I really don't know anything about soccer for real. I'm kind of like, you know, Eric LaSalle on Coming to America.
You got four years to get it together. BET announced the performers that's going to hit the stage at the 2022 BET Awards. Lizzo, Chloe Bailey, Babyface, Jack Harlow, Chance the Rapper. I don't know this person. Dochi? You know who that is? Oh. Ella May, Fireboy DML. I don't know that person either. Giveon, Joey Badass, Maverick City Music, and Franklin, Kirk Franklin, Lotto, Money Long, and Roddy Rich.
Hey, y'all have a good time watching it. I believe it comes on the same day as my wedding.
Comes on June 25th. That's your wedding day?
Oh, the day before. The 25th? It comes on a Saturday?
That's what it say. June 25th at 8. That could be wrong, though, because sometimes the prep be having stuff wrong on here.
I bet that's wrong,
and people,
fam,
we think it is me, but it's not, is what the information say. But I'm excited about the wedding. You know, I have been trying to shave off like 10 or 15 vanity pounds. That didn't happen, so y'all going to get what I got.
Making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
D'Angelo.
All right, D'Angelo, let's see what you got.
They say conversation, rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs unless I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it. Any place. And I know this what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song. All right.
Hey.
D'Angelo, what you pulling up in?
I got a sonata. You know, blacked out, black on black.
Okay. Black on black on black on black.
Good morning, Say and Shine. How y'all doing?
What's up, fam? We're doing good, you know what I'm saying? You're qualified for $1,000 in cash and a $500 gas card.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Tell the town what morning show you rocking with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Outstanding.
Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Money in my pocket.
Fuck the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash. Thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, I'm out on the fall.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.